This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thank you for the great job you're doing keeping America moving along, and thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com for more. And joining us on the weekend edition to start things out is Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, it's just going on and on and on about the emails. The big guy we now know that was referred to in the emails was actually Joe Biden. The source on the alleged Hunter Biden emails corroborates messages that appear to outline a deal involving the ex-VP with China. But we're going to start with the knockdown, drag-em-out cage fight between Steffi Stephanopoulos and Joe Biden at the town hall. You ready?
Oh, yes.
First of all, Joe Biden had 15 just whacked out things that he said, and some of them were blatant, outright lies. Now, let me start with this one. Trump didn't do anything to help the economy during the coronavirus. Now, if I remember right, correct me if I'm wrong here, Kyle, the president signed the largest economic stimulus in American history and extended that with a paycheck protection program, as well as an executive order on expanded unemployment benefits. How is that didn't do nothing?
Well, of course it's not. It's a very big something. But Joe Biden is just counting on the fact that people will just sort of hear that and go, oh, yeah, yeah, Trump didn't do anything. But it's a lie.
You mean the liar on the Democratic Party, that the head of the ticket running against our president, the liar, Joe Biden?
That's right, who lied about the fact that he knows nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost, remember Schultz on Hogan's Heroes? He knows nothing about Joe Biden.
Now, let me point out the second big one here. This is Biden. Trump could have kept the schools and businesses open during the pandemic. Really? Isn't Joe Biden the one that said to shut everything down sooner? And, oh, by the way, it wasn't up to the federal government to do that, especially the schools. It was up to the states.
Well, that's exactly right, because Trump would be damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. If he tried to close them down, they'd call him a dictator. If he doesn't close them down, he'd say, Trump didn't do this or that right and can't win. But you're right. It was in the power of the states.
And then we've got this one. And this is Biden. He says, Trump actually said you should inject bleach in your arm. Well, now, wait a minute. I don't ever remember him saying that.
He never said that, only in the context of being facetious about some of the craziness that was going on about how do you go after the coronavirus. He was being facetious, but yet, of course, they won't allow him that. If Joe Biden said something in a joking way or a facetious manner, they would never have come at him like that.
And then this is the one that I really like because it's got a Harry Reid attachment to it. Raise the taxes to invest in green infrastructure. Well, does anybody other than me remember what happened the last time he tried? How about Solyndra?
Well,
and Harry exactly. Reid's son involved in that lost hundreds of millions of dollars.
Well, again, it sounds good in a campaign, but it's not practical. And the constant saying that, well, we're going to raise the taxes and so forth ought to scare every single business person and worker in this country.
Yep. And then here's one that will really kill you. He wants to hire workers in the fracking industry to cap the wells and get a good salary doing it because they'll all be union jobs. Well, let me see here. He's not going to stop fracking, but now we're going to hire people to cap the fracking wells. Isn't that stopping fracking? Excuse me?
Yeah, I think you're right, because that's how it works out logically. But we're not talking about logic.
Is there anybody on God's green earth, and there probably is, that doesn't understand that that's actually shutting down the fracking industry?
Well, of course. He can't say so in so many words because they're trying to win Pennsylvania.
And the funny thing is, well, there's over 100,000 wells in the region, and we could hire 128,000 people and all pay them good union wages to cap these wells.
And then what? he's not really following through, is he?
Yeah.
Because then those people would be out of a job.
Yeah, and I got a couple more here that are really, really whoppers. Let's see here. The Boilermakers Union endorsed him in Pennsylvania. The Boilermakers Union. No, Joe, they didn't. They endorsed President Trump.
I know. Yeah, that's the International Boilermakers Union.
Yeah.
And they came out and said, no, that's not true.
Yeah, and then here's another one. Judge Amy Coney Barrett doesn't have a judicial philosophy. What? It was clearly set out by her in the first set of questions in her confirmation hearing exactly who she was, what she stood for, and what she expected to accomplish. Clearly, she stated that in her first set of questions.
These are the things that Joe Biden does, the old cliche politician tricks.
Yeah, well, they're not tricks when you catch them in their lies. Mm-hmm. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. By the way, I got a couple more things before we move on about Biden. And then the president said something very interesting, and you guys and gals that own guns that have permits, you better pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. This is extremely important news coming up here. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And this segment of my program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is brought to you by my good friends at Relief Factor. Now, you've heard me talking about Relief Factor for about 3 years now, and I firmly, absolutely, positively believe in what they do and their product because it works for me. And one of the reasons why is because it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. Now, I've got a left ankle and a left leg that likes to swell up on a very frequent basis because of what happened to me at the World Trade Center. Now, to lower or even eliminate pain, which also comes along with it, it will do that too. And when I take a packet of Relief Factor, it takes about 20 to 30 minutes. The swelling starts to go down. The pain goes away. And by the time I take one at midnight, by 2 a.m. in the morning, I'm sitting here and it's like it never bothered me to begin with. But it alleviates pain at its source. It's that simple. It's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you have. It comes in little convenient individual packets, and it supports healthy joints and muscles, too. All you got to do to find out more and try the 3-week quick start for $19.95 is to go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. There's a tutorial there that tells you all about it. Now you can find out more. But $19.95, 3-week quick start, gets it all going, relieffactor.com/captain, because after all you got to lose is pain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Okay, Kyle, I'm a bad guy. I've got a gun. I'm shooting at you. You're the cop, and I hit you underneath your body armor, maybe up in the shoulder, or maybe in an arm, or maybe I get lucky and pop one through the chest. Are you going to shoot me in the leg?
No, I'm going to try to save my own life and win, and I'm going to shoot where I can bring down the attacker, absolutely.
Well, are the police, first of all, just going out and shooting anybody?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. Yeah.
And are they shooting unarmed people just for the hell of it, even criminals? Because that's usually a crime. By the way, if a criminal's committing a crime and they're a criminal and they have a weapon and it's an armed robbery or whatever, then you have a perfect legal right to defend yourself in whatever manner you have to, especially if they shoot at you. And if you think somebody's going to shoot them in the leg when they're shooting at your head, you're out of your freaking mind.
Well, exactly right. And this, of course, this is what Biden was talking about. The police need to, like, I guess, just shoot people in the leg or something like that.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Yep. We need to, let's see, you can ban a chokehold, and beyond that, you have to teach people how to de-escalate the circumstances. Just shoot them in the leg. So instead of everybody coming at you and the first thing you do is shoot to kill, just shoot them in the leg. Well, it depends, okay? You might be able to do that, sort of, kind of, but don't count on it. And here's something else, because this is for our Second Amendment gun rights people. I want you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. Donald Trump said, and I quote, "I'll sign national reciprocity if it reaches my desk." Now, the question that was posed to him was, "Mr. President, each state's driver's license is honored across this great nation, yet a permit to carry a concealed gun, which is in contrast a specific right protected by the U.S. Bill of Rights, is not often respected by other states, especially blue states, I might add. Now, will you support a National Reciprocity Act so law-abiding gun owners can move more easily and travel with their freedom?" He said, and I quote, "I'll sign national reciprocity if it reaches my desk." Now, folks, if you want that to be reality and you own a gun, here's what you need to do. Vote the Democrats out of control of Congress, keep the Republicans in control of the Senate, and bring back Donald Trump as president, and you will get that wish. Plain and simple. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right. That's the only way to achieve that.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, caller. All right, so much for the caller. I don't know what they're doing. But anyway, the thing of it is, Kyle, and then there's a couple other things here. Here's something else that Joe Biden said. You can go to every governor and get them all in a room, all 50 of them, as the president says, and ask them to wear a mask. Everybody knows you have to wear a mask. Well, I got one little question here. You know what it is?
What's that?
Where'd the social distancing go?
Yeah, no kidding. That's
okay, right. And you think you're going to get all 50 governors in the room and get them to go back to their states and tell them everybody's got to wear a mask when we got states where the coronavirus, even the positive tests that they go, oh, there's 100,000 new cases out there. No, there's not.
Well, we know for one thing that a lot of the tests had been completely inaccurate, and that's what we based a lot of the everybody wear masks or stay home.
You mean because the PCR test came out and 90% of them were wrong?
Were wrong, exactly.
Yeah, 90%. Think about that, folks. And by the way, only 5% of the people that test positive for coronavirus actually get sick enough to go to the hospital. Other than that, it's like getting the flu. You get it, you're over with. It's over, and you're done. Or guess what? You may have been exposed, and you don't get it at all, and in 2 weeks, you test negative again.
Exactly right. But, of course, what Joe Biden is talking about, you know, because they know that he can't mandate a national mask policy. So he thought he could. He thought he could until they figured out and told him, no, you really can't do that. But by saying I'm going to go get all the governors in a room, he's trying to make it look like he's going to bring everybody together. But, Captain, I can rattle off a couple of governors already who are not going to sit there and say, oh, yes, Mr. President, we'll go home and tell all of our people to wear masks. That would be Rick DeSantis for one, or Ron DeSantis. Yeah, Ron DeSantis for one, and Governor Noem in South Dakota. You know, nobody's going to stand up, and a whole lot of governors aren't going to stand up for that kind of thing.
Yeah, and then this final one is the one that really, really floored me because it involves your state. My answer, anyway. Joe Biden said that solar and wind power will save Pennsylvania. All you have to do is focus on the transmission of energy across the country from areas relating to solar and wind. The reason is that they have not is because it's not been mastered yet. Okay, I've seen the windmills in California. I've seen the solar panels in California, and they still can't keep the lights on.
They I'm glad you said that, Captain. You're right. They still can't keep the lights on. We have horrendous power costs and all these kinds of things. Again, it's especially in a campaign, you hear a lot of things that will never really be able to be done, but they sound really, really good. And Biden is just seizing on a lot of these things, and it's really sad because, again, you know, they're trying to win Pennsylvania. That's for sure. So they're willing to say almost anything, and whether it's a lie or not doesn't matter.
So you're going to win Western Pennsylvania where fracking is king by saying, well, we are going to hire good-paying jobs, 128,000 people we're going to hire, union jobs, good-paying union jobs, to cover, to cap the wells. Isn't that shutting down the fracking industry?
That is shutting it down. And also, Captain, Biden and his handlers, they have to do a very delicate dance because they can't offend the far left who thinks the new Green Deal is going to be the order of the day. I know that it's impractical, but if he comes out, I mean, he already came out and said, look, I mean, no, I have my own deal and this kind of thing. So he's risking offending those people like AOC very, very easily about it.
Okay. That call that we just got came from our buddy Leo down in Miami. He said he's got a message. And, yeah, I wanted to hear your message there, Leo. I sure did.
Yeah.
He says he's got to do a test for whatever. I heard a background noise, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Some ambient noise.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe he'll call us back before we go to break, but we're going to go to break here in a minute. But anyway, 18 days to go. Go big or go home. Now, the president has two appearances in Florida. Had two appearances in Florida, drew humongous crowds, about 30,000 down in Fort Myers, 25,000 up in Ocala. Don Jr. had one in Clearwater, Florida, about 1,500, 2,000 people there was what I was told. One in Georgia, Vice President Mike Pence is coming this weekend as Florida remains in the spotlight. And they got the surrogates out there. I got the list of where they're going to be the next few days next week. So there you go.
Well, exactly. And, of course, we're going to have the second and final debate between the two candidates. But I think Joe Biden's going to have a hard time sort of outdoing Savannah Guthrie, you know, because let's face it, Biden couldn't even beat George Stephanopoulos, it seems, in the debate last night.
Yeah.
I'm just being funny. But the idea, of course, is that it's going to be a real good debate. President Trump's not going to let up, and
right.
Joe Biden's not going to know kind of what to do.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. I'm going to put Kyle on hold. And, Leo, you're communicating with me on the Facebook page, but you got to call the number again, Leo, and I'll lock you in, and we'll try you when I come back. Now, I've got to maybe it's a 10-second delay that we're on here, but call back in, Leo, and I'll put you back on hold here, and we'll go from there. All right, folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition as we roll across the overnight radio dial. Many of our stations play this show at various times over the weekend, and we thank them very much for doing so.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
While the United States played politics Friday, the Pentagon delivered harsh words to NATO ally Turkey with words like serious consequences. Reports coming from the region, Turkey conducted a Russian-made air defense missile test in violation of the Countering America's Adversaries Through Sanctions Act. President Trump says no to mandatory COVID vaccines. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is throwing cold water on the idea of everybody having to get a coronavirus vaccine.
I don't believe I'd ever do a mandated vaccine because I just don't think I would do that where you have to have it, because there are some people feel very strongly about that whole situation.
President telling Fox Business there are two groups of people he wants to see get vaccinated.
I'd get it to essential workers and older people.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Larry Ogle, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Briggs.
All righty, that is Larry Elder. We'll tell you where you can meet Larry Elder here in just a second, but this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com is a website. Go there, type in your zip code, get a cost comparison for your car, the truck you drive in, motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV. By the way, they'll also give you a quote on your homeowners and renters insurance and bundle it all together, save yourself a bunch of money like I am. I've been with them for going on 15 years, and they are very, very, very good, and I'm very happy. Now, if you want to meet Larry Elder, if you want to meet Dr. Sebastian Gorka, if you want to meet Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang, if you want to meet Charlie Kirk, and if you want to meet me, the Captain, Matt Bruce, on October the 23rd, Friday night, we'll all be down in Sarasota at the Sarasota Conservative Summit. Now, this is being produced by Salem Media Group, and we will have quite a time talking about all the different issues that we face as a country, because this is going to be just about a week before the upcoming election. And we look forward to seeing our friends there. Now, we've got a deal going on right now. It's called the Columbus Day Special. You can buy one standard VIP ticket and get another one for free by using the promo code BOGO, B-O-G-O. Now, we don't have a lot of tickets to give out, to sell, that is. And you got to be real quick on this one, so you got to act in the next day or two or three, or they're going to be gone. So that's buy one, get one on the standard VIP ticket. Use the promo code BOGO, B-O-G-O. Go to TheAnswerSarasota.com, TheAnswerTampa.com, either website. Click on the logo link and get on in there. This is for general admission. The event starts at 7, goes till 9. There is a VIP special meet and greet beforehand. That ticket costs a lot more money, and it's not as affordable as what I just told you about. So the Columbus Day Special standard VIP ticket for the Salem Conservative Summit down in Sarasota, October the 23rd. Hope to see you there. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, and now, by popular demand, we have on the telephone line, live from Miami, Florida, our pal Leo, who's with Cubanos for Trump, and he's been doing a bang-up job down there. Good morning, Leo.
Hello, this is Leo from Miami. Hi, Captain and Kyle.
We're doing great. Nice we want to hear what you have to say there, my friend.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I love joining the caravan rallies here with Trump supporters.
Mm-hmm.
We're one big family here in Miami.
Yeah, you had 30,000 cars out there last weekend, right?
Yeah, there's supposed to be something going on this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to find out about that.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate your allegiance to the flag. I'm not shy to say it brings goosebumps to me.
Mm-hmm.
I love it because I love this country.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to you a little bit about Common Core in our schools. You don't need me to tell you that our previous president, Obama, started that.
Yeah.
Today in our schools, it's so sad that it's not the first thing we do, allegiance to the flag anymore, before the first class.
Yeah.
Like when I went to school in the 70s, it was the first thing we did, you know.
I know.
Before the first period. So I appreciate hearing you say that before the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's like old school. I know Trump brought up Common Core at his rally. I seen Trump at a type of rally back in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. We need to fix our school systems by doing away with Common Core. Make hashtag stop Common Core in our schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could probably shorten it in some way. I'd like to see Trump in the next 4 years stop Common Core in his agenda.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all the censorship, you know, and the one thing that I shared with you, the app, it's very great. It's like Facebook, but uncensored, how Facebook used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so tired of the censorship, so I'm kind of a little nervous, but
they need to lose their Section 230 immunity so that people can sue the pants off them when they get censored or they attempt to censor them. This needs to stop, and they need to be. If they're going to do that, then they need to be regulated as if they're like a government entity, like a television station or radio station.
Yeah, that's what Winston app is. It's very. I tried it for a few days, and we share. There's no censorship on Winston's. Mary, you know, K-I-N Nancy. It's an app you can download uncensored. There's no censorship ever. The guy that started it, he was attacked. He had to tear the Winston app and rebuild it all from scratch. And you just mention it, and you go to the app and you can read the little message he put there. But it's pretty good to have some other options so I don't feel alone, you know, in this world.
Mm-hmm.
The message is getting out there about Trump. You know, he's a very good person. I wanted to, let me see. There was a thing about the Venezuelans.
Yeah.
They have socialism, and we, you know, they've seen it firsthand. And, you know, the mainstream media there has been attacked, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know, our mainstream media don't know what they're heading in that direction. That's a bad way to head. It should be with freedom like us, like living in a socialist country is not fun, like you with Venezuela, Georgia.
Well, Leo, I want to ask you a question, then I think I'm going to have Kyle ask you a follow-up question. You're down there with the Cubanos. You've also got the Latinos that intermix with your group down there, Latinos for Trump and Cubanos for Trump. Tell me about the enthusiasm that's down there. I see a lot of really happy, enthusiastic people. Am I wrong?
Well, you're right. Who else would you ask except a person who lived in that country? They came here. They know.
Mm-hmm.
We know
mm-hmm.
how it is. We know we don't want to go that direction. The kids here with the Common Core and the social media has changed the kids. The video games, it's changed the kids. I mentioned it about 5 years ago to parents when we had a meeting. Why are you letting your kids play those video games? It's teaching them violence. This is what what happened? The violence has come.
All right.
Police and everything.
Kyle, you got a question for Leo?
Well, Leo, first of all, just so proud of what you're able to accomplish with those amazing caravans.
Yeah.
And just, you know, just there's 30,000 vehicles. That's absolutely amazing. How do you get so many people to show up? How do you get the word out for something like that?
Well, the people just they go on the Cubans for Trump and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and post, do you want to attend it or show or are you coming, you know, on Facebook and stuff, and, you know, they share them. There's other places, too, but I only explored the ones on
okay.
for Trump.
Well, Leo, I want to thank you very much for calling in and keep on listening, and we look forward to talking again another time real soon, okay?
Yeah, thank you. And you know what? This love Leo from Miami, Cubans for Trump.
All righty. Thank you. Thank you, Leo. And that's pretty neat there, Kyle.
Oh, it really is. See, yeah, Leo's right there on, he's right in the front lines of it.
Sure.
Just, you know, making that message heard. And that's why I asked him about all the different people. I mean, that's a lot of people to come out and have the flags on their car and do the caravan. And again, that goes to the enthusiasm. I can't imagine, what does Biden get, 20 cars or something like that?
Well, he had 14 people, for God's sake, show up in Pembroke, right in the middle of the Cubano district, right there in the middle of it. 14 people showed up.
Yeah, I know.
There were more members of the media there than there were people that showed up.
Yeah, but Leo is really, as I said, he's on the front lines, and he's doing a great job.
All right, hang on a second. We've got another call here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? This is who?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to call in to listen. Is this a call in to listen? This is Leo.
Oh, no. Well, you can listen. Okay, go ahead. There you go. All right, that's Leo. He wants to listen on the line. I'll let him listen. Okay, the thing of it is Kyle, two Biden town hall questioners were linked directly to the Obama White House, and it appeared to many that Biden may have already known the questions ahead of time that was coming at him. ABC hasn't said a word, but it looked like as if he was totally relaxed and prepared and rested and ready to go. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you this much, Captain. A person who goes to attend a town hall meeting to ask a question of their favorite candidate doesn't ask questions that include the term safeguards for the Supreme Court. I mean, that is a pre-written question, if ever I heard one. And as you said, we understand there are connections to people who worked in the Obama White House who were actually asking some of those questions.
Well, here's one. Biden's plan to overhaul the 401k tax breaks is going to force some companies to cut retirement benefits because they can't afford to not have the tax break.
That's right.
Jeez. All right, hold that thought. Folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And if you want to be a part of the show, you can give us a call at 877-969-8600 all across the country, toll free. We will be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And thanks for tuning in. The Weekend Edition show is the one that got it all started 21 years ago.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's Donna Fiducia, our buddy. He used to be with Fox News years ago. I first met her on September 11th, 2001, and what a day that was. But anyway, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Closest to you when you guys and gals are out there on the road and you're driving along and you want to have a good place to stop to get anything you need to have, pull into the Pilot Travel Center or Flying J Truck Stop. Tell them the captain sent you. You were listening to me talk about them on the radio. And first of all, you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Now, secondly, what you should do is become a member of the Drivers Club, because you'll get points for buying fuel, for buying food, for buying supplies in the store. You can add those points up. You can use them for deductions off whatever, or you can use them for gifts and things that you can get with so many points. You know how that works. And the first thing that most drivers get is one of those nice, big, tall, insulated cups. So there you go. Now, we're going to get it going right now with something from 1976. And I'll tell you what, get the bell bottoms on because we're going dancing. So let's see what we got going here. All right. Going to do a little harpsichord here. And Kyle is going to be dancing around the table here in just a second, because this group was a one-hit wonder from way back when. Heatwave. The album was Too Hot to Handle. This is called Boogie Nights. Here we go.
dancing, keep on dancing. Got to keep on dancing, keep on dancing.
That's a little something for the Cubanos down there, because that's got that beat to it, Kyle, and you can definitely dance to that one. I'll tell you that right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that one. I remember that song, and, yeah, it still sounds good today, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and got to keep on dancing, keep on dancing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, it's got all these great little patterns and parts in it.
Yeah.
They never get old.
Well, speaking of dancing, we're going to dance around with the weather, because, folks, we got a report tonight, and I'll tell you what, if you're traveling up north, way up yonder in the northern land part of the country, up along the Canadian border from Minnesota, northern Michigan, North Dakota, Montana, you're going to be in some white stuff, and you also are going to be in some in all other parts. But let me read the thing here, and then I'll turn it over to Kyle. Low pressure will sweep from the northern Rockies into the northern plains this weekend, bringing the first accumulating snowfall of the season to many areas. So some of those mountain passes up there are going to be an adventure, so just be prepared. And while cool weather will prevail in the east, and we're talking about temperatures from the teens to about freezing, parts of California and the southwest will be unusually warm, with critical fire weather conditions also forecast over portions of California, the southwest, the high plains, and a couple of spots in the Midwest, believe it or not. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're right. It is getting cold up in the north part of the country, and we're going to start in Montana tonight. We do have a winter weather advisory covering most of the state of Montana, and especially in the Great Falls area. Just checked it out. It's 33 degrees, and they're registering snowfall right
now.
Yeah,
well, the Crow Reservation, where 90 and 94 come together,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be a real adventure up through there tonight.
Absolutely. And so this
4th of July, too, I might add.
That's right. And so this winter weather advisory covers, Cascades, Cocteau,
yep.
Eastern Glacier, Eastern Pondera, Eastern Teton, Fergus, the Judith Basin, Northern Rocky Mountain Front, and Southern Rocky Mountain Front. And you can expect up to 4 inches of snow in many of those areas. Gusting winds up to 45 miles an hour,
yep,
with its winter weather advisory. That's covering Great Falls down through Butte, Montana. In Butte, it's about 46 degrees right now, and some rain going on there. And in Helena, Montana, this also covers that winter weather advisory covers that area down through Billings and down into Wyoming as well, Captain, through the Bighorn National Forest there. Down in Laramie, Wyoming, last night they were down about 18 degrees. Right now they're registering about 48 degrees, maybe 56 during the daytime on Saturday, but still high wind warning in that area. As we travel down the I-25 corridor down through Denver, Fort Collins, and Boulder area, we do have high wind warnings as well in that area, including still air quality alerts and another fire weather warning as you come down through Colorado Springs. Over in Idaho, near Idaho Falls, we have wind advisory near there in Pocatello as well, and over near Burley on I-84. Now in Portland and Seattle, I think it looks like they're doing okay right now, but down in California, we still have fire weather warnings in Northern California and air quality alerts in Central California. As you mentioned, Captain, it is unseasonably warm here in Southern California. A lot of these fire alerts, fortunately, seem to be dropping off, but of course we're going to continue to monitor it. Still in about the mid-80s to maybe 90 degrees in our area here in Southern California.
Well, here we go. North Dakota, north of I-90, north of I-94. Minnesota, north of I-94. You've got snow all the way to the Canadian border and a winter storm watch and warning in some of those areas. You'll probably have snow flurries down along I-90 into the Twin Cities and whatnot. Northern Michigan, snow along Lake Michigan, in Michigan, a possibility of snow flurries. Definitely cooler temperatures there with a freeze watch and a frost watch. warning. Also, southern part of Wisconsin, winds, most of Illinois, winds, cold temperatures, most of Missouri, winds, cold temperatures, eastern Kansas, winds, cold temperatures, and of all things to have right now, a fire weather watch across most of Missouri and most of Illinois. Now, moving over into Indiana, we've got a freeze watch, a frost warning, except for the central eastern part of Indiana, where it's a freeze warning, solid freeze warning. Most of Ohio tonight in a freeze warning. Most of eastern Kentucky in a freeze warning. Western Kentucky in a freeze watch and a frost warning. Tennessee, frost warning, freeze watch in the mountains over to the east. Northern Alabama, frost watch. Northern Mississippi, frost watch. Northern Georgia, frost watch. All the way up the Appalachians, we've got a frost warning and a freeze watch, except for up into the mountains of Virginia, western mountains of Pennsylvania, where it is a freeze warning and a frost watch. And there may be some snow on top of the rocks, on top of the mountains in Pennsylvania and West Virginia, because they're high enough to get it. Up along the lee shore of Lake Ontario, might get a little exciting up there. The temperatures have dropped. If the wind blows the right way, you will have snow over the weekend. We'll see. Now, up the East Coast from Jersey to Long Island to Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Maine, you've got a gale warning with a lot of rough weather, boating weather. You won't be out of the water, I'll tell you that much. And high winds, eastern part of Maine. And down in Georgia, along the ocean side and the northeastern part of Florida, Jacksonville, you've got some gale winds there as well. With the storm system out there in the Bahamas still turning around, wondering where it's going to go there. You do have a storm that's got a 40% chance of becoming something. Where the something's going to go, we just don't know. And Kyle, I'm going to take us out with the rest of our little adventure here. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, so let's just see what happens here. Let me see here. Up and away.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.